Okay, we're on Daf Yud Amud Beis, like about three lines up from the wide lines. Okay, it says, quoting the Mishnah, it says, Shnayim u'motza shloshe. He prepared two, and he found three. We said that Asurim, so the Gemara is going to speak it out. So it's a monofshach, however you look at it. I achrini ninhu, if these three are all new, yeah, ha achrini ninu, they're new, and he didn't prepare them, so obviously the muksa. Yeah, the e lo achrini ninu, if they're not new ones, yeah, however, ha ikachad de ma'ariv behu, there's an additional new one, and that one is mixed up, and you don't know which ones are which, and therefore they're all going to be osa. Tosfos says, why don't you say it's bottle, right, because you've got two ones that you prepared, and one you didn't prepare, two against three. Two of us, what is? So he says over here, because because it's Bali Chaim HaChashuvim. Yeah, or alternative, because it's Davish Yesh Lomatirin, as we're familiar with.
I don't understand. We said yesterday that these dogs that have pigeons, they recognize these two out of 50 pigeons. So you have one additional one. Surely they can recognize the two they set aside.
We're talking in a case where it was his identical twin. But if you're learning Yavamas, I actually had a thought. But what Yisro said to you, what Yisro, no, but let's not go back. This is baggage. It's not spirit. This is like you got. We'll deal with that. We're going to deal with that. Bez Hashem.
I mean,
okay, so I'm going to stop. So Yisro
puts a band around them or something. You just
say these two. Yeah, so I'll answer. So Yisro, I realized what Yisro answered yesterday. We answered your question. The way I set up explaining it led to a question, but I'm not saying that's wrong. But this maybe you'll be able to deal with like this. When we say that, when he said Mikana ni Noitel yesterday, when we said that, for example, so Yisro mentioned there's little different cubicles. So it could be there's only two in each cubicle. So he said, from any cubicle, or maybe he said from cubicle A, but he just specified the cubicle, so he never actually had to recognize the birds. He just had to be the birds from that cubicle. Yeah, so but worried if he doesn't actually specify the birds themselves, then he's going to change his mind. So you have to specify the birds themselves. So it could be that he doesn't recognize the birds, he just recognize the cubicle, because generally we'll see that generally birds stay in the same cubicle. They get very territorial, so therefore he doesn't have to be the recognize the birds. So it could be there you go. Great. So it's the way I explained it led to the question, which was whatever. Okay.
Why would it be bitter if there were
two? Again, that the way.
You don't know. It's not about 8 years, about 80. You know, one of them is definitely.
We do. We do. On a Torah level, we do say bitter. It depends. There's lots of different. No, but there is bittul, there is this concept of bittul 1 in... Is that halach is a bittul? Yeah, it does. But there's taste is 1 to 60, that's when you're dealing with food. Yeah, but if it's... there's also not recognisable. Be'ein means it's recognisable. Be'ein, yeah, but over here it's not recognisable. You don't know which one's which. So it's as if it's not be'ein. It's basically... this is a tarobas. You don't know what it is, so bittul should apply. Okay. Now... let's get in the next bit, because this is a chunky bit. Okay, so shloisha umotza shnayim mutarim. If he prepared three, right, and he found two, the mutarim. So this you would think is pretty straightforward, right? So my timer, let's explain it. What we assumed, right? Hani inhu, these are them, ninhu, they are. Yeah? V'chad minayhu, and one of them, Ozel, he went la'alma to the world, i.e. one left. Meaning there were three, and one left. Now, Lema must, let's suggest then, it sounds like this Mishnah, our Mishnah is Rebbe he, the low Rabbanon, not the Rabbanon. We can see this is could be a dispute. The time you've got a Braisa. Hiniyach, if a person placed mona. Mona is amount of money, 25 slotim. You know, 20, right, these silver coins, yeah, and, yeah, it was Miser Shani money, right, so as we know from, with the Miser Rebbe Elazar, who had he had a lot of Miser, you know, Oneta Ravoy or stuff he wanted to schlep up to Shalim, and he was mafkin to Elinim, but in theory, you're allowed to basically sometimes put your Kedusha on money, and then schlep up the money to Shalim. So someone you got this Miser Shani money, okay, a mona's worth. And then he goes back to where he put it, and he sees it's multiplied. He says, oh, wow, there's actually 200 here. Now, v'chein yirbeh to all of us. So, but we say, it's chulin u'maisa sheini mu'uravim. We say, oh, so what's the new, the addition? What do we assume that is? So Rebbe says like this. We assume that he added on, yeah, normal money, chulin. So the original money, ma'isa sheni money was there, and he added on another 100 of chulin money, which means you can do anything with it, what you want with it. Zebaze, divri Rebbe. Okay. V'chochomim amrim, they say, hakol chulin, they say no. A person doesn't put his ma'isa sheni and his chulin money together, that gets a bit messy. Yeah, so if we see things have changed, so we assume that he basically took all his ma'aser sheni money away, and this 200 is new stuff. That's not what we're talking about. This is now what we're talking about. Now, the opposite case. What happens if his hiniach masayim? He placed 200 over there, okay? So, a motza mona, and then he came back and he found a mona is 100, right? So now, he's got half of what he. So what do we assume it is? So which is like the birds, right? You left more birds, and now you have less. So this is seemingly, possibly like our case. So what do we say? This is Rebbe now. So we say mona munach, the original mona munach means the original 100 that was he left is there still. Yeah, a mona mutal and a 100 of the original money was taken away. Meaning it's still ma'aser sheni money. Basically, we assume that part of it went away. Okay? Which is, that's why we suggest things like our Mishnah, right? That one of, we don't assume the new birds. We assume that one of the original ones went away and the remaining is the from the original group. So, divri Rebbe. V'chom omrim, they say no. They say no. If something changed, we're going to say, akol chulin. Everything is chulin. Somebody took away the 200 and of Ma'aser Sheni and replaced it with some chulin money. Right? So therefore, this is the same thing with the bird. Yeah, we'll assume that the original birds went. Yeah? The original three went. And now these new two, or a new two. End of suggestion. Now, as we don't like that, we always want to say it's going according to everybody. We don't say it's just according to him. So we say, no, the Gemara's doyhus. No, it's not true. Afilu teima rabbanon. You can even say it's rabbanon. Why? Ha it marla. It was said upon this sugya. Yeah. Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar, they say, to Omri, to Vayu, both of them say, Sha'ani, they are different, goes los, these little chicks. Yeah, hoil, since, but asuyin, they are, you know, this is the way that they do it, ladadois, to wander around, basically, to hobble around, right? Shuffle, right? So we see over here, basically, one of them went, and one of them stayed, you know, I mean, that because, you know, money only, you know, has a tendency to move, that's when people spend it, but apart from that, it doesn't, like, walk away, yeah?
How do you say the three left, three came in? Like, if they move around, anything's possible.
Yeah, but we understand that one leaving. Meaning with money, there's a sphara that if you would take it, you would take it all. Because you don't want things to get mixed up. You want things to keep straightforward. There's das over here, yeah? Normally a person would take all of it, or right? But over here, there's just some like little, you know, bird brain over here, just like basically one decides to wander off. So it makes sense that one left and the original one stayed.
You could say no, but there is more likelihood
that you could hear that the Rabban would agree statistically over here. Oh. Exactly. Okay. Oh, but the Gemara has an issue with that. It says, Lama li l'shnuye Allah. Why do I have to answer upon this? What the kasha, shani goes lois, the goes are different, hoil that are soon ledadois, because they're, you know, they wander around. Yeah. Basically, why do you need this to answer this? Vaha it moralah, we said about it, yeah, dahai de Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar, that which Rebbe Yochanan and Rebbe Elazar said over there with regards to the money case, yeah, when qualifying the machlok is between Rebbe and the Chomim, when some of the money disappeared, yeah, Chad Omar, that we're talking about, we're talking about the case where he left 200, yeah, and he was left with 100. Right, so Rebbe says that it's the original 100 from the original, and the Chovim say that it's new money. So one of the Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar Chadama b'shnei kisim machloikis. When you have two money pouches, right? Then they have an argument, right? Because then think about it, yeah. Then you could understand why would you take one and leave the other. There's two pouches, so you can take one and not the other. So there we understand that the original money, you know, may still be there. That's when Rebbe would say that. Yeah? A vial, but kiss echad. But if you only got one kiss, yeah, one, right? Divriya kolchul, and everyone's going to agree that it's new money, because you would have taken the original one. You're not going to leave half of it. So that, okay. Okay, that's one qualification of machlokis. For chad amar, another person, one of the other, of either Rebbe Elazar or Rebbe Yochanan said, yeah, amar, bekis echad machlokis. We're talking about when it's only one wallet or kis, bag of money, is a machlokis. Right, there we could understand, yeah, I suppose the other way, that he'd definitely take it all, right? But, and the other person says maybe not. But shnei kisin, divri kol, everyone would agree, is monomunach or monomutol. Everyone agree that with two kissing, for sure, yeah, if there's just one left, that he took one of them and left the other. Okay. So what's the problem? So the bishlam, and now we can speak it out. Basically, we're not going to need to answer shani goizlus, the yisul ledadois, according to one of these manda amra. Okay, Bishlama Lamanda Amma. We understand, according to the person who said, Bishnei Kisin Machlokis, that the Machlokis between Rebbe and the Chomim is with two kissing. Okay, Hainu, it's Zerich Lishnu, yeah, therefore you have to answer over here in our case, when we said, let's say the Mishnah is Rebbe, you have to answer no, Hacha Shani, you can say, oh no, also it's different, and maybe even the Chomim would agree. Shani, Goiz Lois, Hoil, Vasuyin Ladadois, the Goiz Lois, right, are different. You can't put them all in the same bag because they're asuyin ledados. Okay, Ella lemanda amar, but according to the manda amar who said over there in Maisa Sheni, yeah, bekis echad machlokes, that only one kiss echad is machlokes. There, Rebbe would say that some of it, the original, is there, and the right, and the chumim says all new. Yeah, aval b'shnei kissin, but if it would be two kissin, that it would basically be two separate entities. Divri Akol, everyone would agree, was monomunach and monomutol, that basically one of the original ones he left, yeah, and one got taken away. So, hashta lamali lishnuye, why do you have to answer over here, yeah, a lot upon it, ha amat b'shnei kissin lo peligi. Basically, what's the kasha over here? We said, hey, let's say this Mishnah is Rebbe and not the Chomim. Wait a second. But according to this opinion, the Chomim agree if there's two purses that you would take one away and leave the other one. So therefore, there's no kasha that you would require an answer. It's not, the kasha doesn't even get off the ground. It's just how it sounds like everybody. Everyone agrees when you've got two separate items, yeah, that one can leave and one can stay. Even the Chomim. So why does the Mishnah, why does it say in the Gemara over here, and let's say this Mishnah is like Rebbe and not like the Chachamim. Yeah, because the Chachamim would argue. Wait a second, the Chachamim don't argue. The Chachamim only argue when it's a single entity. To say you're going to take half and leave the other half, that doesn't make sense. But if you've got two things, even the Chachamim would agree that you would take one and leave the other. So answer the Gemara. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi, Hacha Begoizlus Mekusharim. Okay, ikisim kushore maskinon. Let's read that, go back. Says Rav Ashi, this case is different. It's not what you assumed. It's talking about goizlus mekusharim. There are two separate chicks, but they're tied together. They're bound together. The kisim mekusharim, and these, when we said that the machlokis is with one kiss, it didn't mean one kiss. It was like one kiss. That it's two pouches tied together. It's one in the sense that it's a multi-purpose wallet, yeah, that has separate compartments, yeah, and but it's tied together, right? So, you know, so you have to untie them, exactly, to separate them. So there we say, the Rabbanon would say that it doesn't make sense to say that he would, you know, leave part of the old one, and right? And so we assume it's all new, right? Because it's got two, it's connected. So therefore, yeah, but in our case, yeah, right, so therefore, that's the machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim. And also, it's mashma, so Rashi, this is adding in with Rashi over here, it's mashma in our case, right, with these chicks, yeah, The mission didn't specify if they were tied together or not. Could be they were tied together, right? These three ones, and he found two. Did it say they were, didn't say they weren't tied together? Maybe they were tied together. Sounds Rashi says that even in a case where they tied together, we would say, yeah, that some of the original ones stayed, and some left. Did you ever do it at school with that thing, that three-legged race, where they tie your legs together in the middle?
Chicks
are tied
themselves.
No, that's it. But I mean, if they all go together, you do the three-legged race, meaning the chicks would have to be all tied together and they're all like going up three together. So if you find two chicks over there, they're obviously new ones, right? So that's what the Chumim would say. So definitely it's Rebbe, not the Chumim. So then we say no. And they said, right, sometimes goes low to the fidgety and they're moving around and they're going to loosen the thread, right, the things tied together, and they can separate. Right, but money doesn't do that. Right, money sticks, you tie it together, it sticks together in theory. Yeah, but birds. So that's the answer. The answer is that basically we were talking about even in the case where we've got things that are tied together, and the answer is that birds are different because they shiladadois. Okay, now, but if that's the case, now Rebbe. So what's, we don't understand Rebbe though. Rebbe says you've got a case of two purses tied together. Yeah. Right, so how is it, why would he tell you that the part of the original is here and some of it left? It doesn't make sense. You would take all of it because it's like you wouldn't leave half a, like kilo, half a purse. So the Rebbe Amalucha,
we just didn't do the
Goizlois Menatri. Yeah, Goizlois, so Goizlois Menatri means they cut, Nituach. Yeah, they basically break the strings together, a hadadi. They break apart from one another. Sorry, they're kissing, but however, purses, lo menatchi adadi, they do not, right, sever one another from each other. Ah, for Rebbe Amalacha, and Rebbe would say to you, no, kissing, nami zimnin, so to purses, so sometimes, the misachel, it becomes, really means like, they dissolve, not dissolve, or they decompose. Their kitzrayu, kitzrayu means that they're knots. Sometimes you get a shemacha thread, you know, and it gets it wears out, and it gets moldy, and they break. So sometimes it can be that they get separated. Okay, we'll stop there.